Welcome to News Video Clip. President Donald Trump and the Republican Party love to try to portray themselves as this pro-family, pro-life, pro-Christian party. But the reality is what they're doing is everything that Jesus preached against. We have a report from MS Now, and they're going to detail these ICE jails where over 500 babies and toddlers are imprisoned.
America's youngest detainees. Your analysis found that at least 500 babies and toddlers have been detained by ICE.
Ghastly they are.
And sick since President Trump returned to office in 2025. You spoke with some of the families impacted. What more can you tell us about what you found and what you heard from them?
You know, you guys, I am actually extremely glad that the president has tuned in this morning, because this is an extension of a policy that during the first term, Physicians for Human Rights said was torture, according to the United Nations. I'm talking about family separation, government-sanctioned child abuse, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. And with our reporting partners at the Marshall Project, this is the first of its kind in the collaboration between MS Now and the Marshall Project. We have analyzed data from the Deportation Data Project that shows 500, as you said, little kids, babies and toddlers have been detained by ICE since the beginning of just Trump 2.0, and that is only through March of this year. We don't have data after March. But this will be lifelong consequences for these little kids inside a family prison in the United States. And let me say that one more time. A prison for families, the Dilley Detention Center in the United States of America, that was closed under President Trump's predecessor, President Biden, and reopened by President Trump only for the reason detaining families with little kids inside of them. And we know that any child who is detained in a situation like this will have some kind of lifelong trauma. There are families in here who have been in there not just the 20 days that is allowed under the law in the United States, but for 118 days in one case.
Wow, that is insane. So here we have the Trump administration imprisoning babies for 118 days. That is wild. And a lot of people are upset. But I'll tell you who isn't upset, and they haven't said one word, are these evangelical right-wing Christians. Now, they don't represent all Christians, but these pro-life, pro-family Christians haven't said one word. I'm going to call them out. Students for Life, Focus on the Family, Jim Daly, Kristen Hawkins, Lila Grace Rode, Abby Johnson, Franklin Graham, Greg Laurie. None of these people have said one word about this, and they can't possibly believe this has anything to do with Jesus. It's disgusting. It's absolutely vile. All right, we're going to, speaking of evangelical Christians, we're going to go to last week's Turning Point USA's Women Leadership Summit. And these women were interviewed by CBC, and they said that they would give up their rights to vote in order to have a right-wing theocracy in the United States. This is wild.
With 800,000 followers on social media, she is a rising star in Christian conservative circles, even though she embraces highly controversial fringe positions.
I'm going to start this off really strong. I don't think women should vote anyways. If somebody asked me, if the government was like, okay, if we could have a more conservative country, if all women gave up their vote, I would gladly give up my right to vote to have a more conservative country. There's some old churches that talk about it.
Stone argues that women voters are too liberal, so the U.S. should shift to a one vote per household system.
Now, is that a hill I'm going to die on and run for office and try to complete? No, that's not my main message. That's just one of the opinions that I hold, because I think that would be better for society.
I actually do agree with her. I would as well give up my vote if it got rid of like things like abortion.
We spoke with several women open to giving up their own rights in pursuit of a more Christian conservative America.
My perspective as a Christian woman is that my husband and I are one flesh. I vote the same way he does. So honestly, I would be okay with giving up my right to vote, because I know that he would represent me well.
my husband's the head of the household. I am the neck, and they work very cohesively together. So I would imagine if he was voting on behalf of our household, I would be fine with that. Do you think you're...
Oh, this is so deranged. I mean, seriously, these women would literally give up their right to vote, their reproductive rights, their right to bodily autonomy, just to have a right-wing theocracy. Now, that is absolutely insane. And I'll tell you what other country has a theocracy. Iran. Does anybody want to move to Iran? Anyone? Anyone? Yeah, not everybody at once now. Of course not. But these people want to establish a theocracy here in the United States, and that is super disturbing. And here's another, yet another, right-wing evangelical Christian. This is Riley Gaines. She's a big social influencer. And last week we reported that Riley was taking money from a gambling organization called Polymarket, and she was not disclosing it as required. But now she's doing a different grifter gig for Patriot Mobile. And she's going to get on here and talk about her deeply held convictions, except she can't remember what they are. Let's watch the video.
Wait, tell me the pillars again. So it's pro-life. Okay. First, second. Yep, yep, yep. Yep, cool. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, our veterans. I feel very passionately about. Do you guys, if you're going to talk about, I mean, you hate to even call them political issues, but do you specifically say like the left or the right, or is that something you try to kind of refrain from? Like, if I were to say something to the effect of like the left is still doubling down.
I've heard you introduce from the beginning, so.
Okay, first, that's what I needed to figure out really quick, is when I first, I mean, definitely over a year, though. I would say, can I just say that, like, around 2 years ago? Wait, tell me the pillars again. So it's pro-life. Okay, first, second.
Okay, so there we go. Riley Gaines, she can't remember what her sincerely held beliefs are. In fact, she needs somebody off camera to remind her more than once. This woman has no deeply held beliefs. She has no convictions. She's a grifter. She's doing all of this for money. That's the whole bottom line with Riley Gaines. All right. We're going to move on now, and you may have heard that President Trump's name was removed from the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. The Kennedy Center was built in honor of John F. Kennedy many, many years ago, and Trump decided to put his name on it until a judge told him to take it off. So they finally took Trump's name off, but Trump had the workers hide behind this white tarp so nobody could film his name coming down. Let's watch this report from ABC News.
Deadline just expired at noon Eastern for the Trump administration to remove the president's name from the Kennedy Center. And the Justice Department says all Trump signage is now gone. So let's take a live look right now at the center. It comes after a federal judge granted an extension last night after thunderstorms rolled through D.C. Workers had started the process yesterday behind a white tarp. And ABC's Stephen Portnoy joins us now with more. So, Stephen, take us through this back and forth that we saw of removing the president's name.
And, Leanna, we're still waiting to see for ourselves what administration officials have said in a court filing, that the president's name has, in fact, been removed from the facade of the building. At 11 o'clock this morning, an hour before the latest deadline set by a federal judge here in Washington, the update came that behind that tarp that's now in front of the Kennedy Center, workers have taken down the president's name from all physical signage of the building and grounds. You with?
So there you go. President Trump, who Fox News people like Jesse Waters and Greg Gutfeld, they always try to present him as being such a tough alpha male. And the reality is Trump is a thin-skinned, emotional cripple who can't even bear to watch his own name being taken off the Kennedy Center. So he hangs up this big white tarp. He is a man-child. He is an emotional basket case who cannot face reality. All righty. That's all the stories we have for today. We have all the links to all of our stories right below this video. We back up what we say. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan, Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, Jimmy Dore, those guys just lie like hell. They never back up anything. Just like Riley Gaines, they have no convictions. They have no ethics or morals. They're in it for money. Alrighty, if you like this video, please like and subscribe. If you hate this video, please subscribe. If you hate me, definitely subscribe. All right, that's all we have now. We'll have more stories later. Thanks.